Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show is titled Sun Facts, Fun Facts. I'm going to tell you so many cool things about our sun. Some you know, some you don't know. Again, that's why you listen to the show. First thing, I am in a glass enclosed studio right now, and the sun, because I'm a morning guy, is just peeking over the horizon right into the studio, right into my eyes. And I guess that's a good thing because, hey, we happen to live at the perfect place, the perfect distance from the sun for life as we know it. And I guess that's a good thing because, hey, I get to talk, you get to listen. Life is pretty good. But if you've ever seen a photo of our sun without the filters on it and everything, you would see a much different looking sun. And I'll get into all of that. So it's not just your typical little yellow ball in the sky. Now, our sun, our star, is average size. And when I say average size, think about when you're looking up at night and you see a couple different stars that are out there at distances. And think about some are like literally 20,000 times larger than our sun, but think about that distance. Well, our sun is middle-aged. And you know something? This is just a little quirky thing with me. You know, we have all these cool names for stars, Alpha Centauri and all this, and ours is just called like sun. How come I couldn't give it a cool name like, I don't know, Bob, I don't know, whatever it is. Well, our middle-aged star, our sun, is 5 billion years old. So we've got about 5 billion years left on it. So I guess 5 billion years. So if you're around in 5 billion years, okay, then I think you have a problem. And I'm sure you know this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Simply go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, we have an absolute magnitude, which is average. And what does that really mean? Well, our star shines with yellow light. And yeah, you know that. And I just mentioned before about living in the perfect place. And yes, we do. And the reason for that is we are 93.5 million miles away. And that's an average because we have aphelion, perihelion. There's going to be times that we're a little bit closer to the sun, times we're a little bit further away. And it's funny. You would think that when we're closer, it would be summertime, and it's not. And the reason is because of the tilt of the earth. But hey, I've already done a show on the reasons for the seasons, and you could check that one out. But don't leave this show here because I've got some great things to tell you. Hey, and many of you always tweet me. And if you want to tweet me, shoot me a tweet at Joey B, J-O-E-Y-B-E-E, Outdoors. Now, think about if you took all of the things in our solar system. So you took all the planets, put it in a pile, all the moons, because many planets have many moons. You took all the meteors and comets and asteroids and Donner and Blitzen and everything. You put everything in our solar system all together in a big old pile and you put the sun in. The sun makes up 99% of all the matter in our solar system. That's a pretty cool fact. Now, the diameter of the sun, I'll give you a number and you're going to go and see. A lot of times numbers are so difficult to comprehend, but I'll give you a fact that will help you out. So the diameter of the sun is 864,000 miles. Well, what does that really mean? 110 Earths can fit across the diameter of the sun. So that puts in perspective the size of the sun. Now, if you're into roasting marshmallows and s'mores, well, let's talk about the temperature range. It's from 3,800 degrees F to 90,000 degrees F. You know, like when you put that little marshmallow at the end and you're talking to your family, your friends out there by the fire, and all of a sudden it catches on fire and you got this black little schmutz. Hey, some people actually do that purposely and then peel that off. I've even seen people eat the black charred marshmallow. Nah, not for me. I'm not a marshmallow guy to begin with, but hey, the black goo, no. But I think you're going to burn a number of marshmallows if you get a little too close. Now, let's talk about the energy, like what really happens. There is fusion in our stars. This means when two elements are joined together. Fuse means to join. So what happens is you get a new element and the release of energy. So, hey, guess what? We get hydrogen, atomic number one, and hydrogen, atomic number one. They fuse together. We get helium, which is atomic number two. And I don't know why the sun doesn't talk like a Mickey Mouse voice, because we have lots of helium going on out there. But we get that new element, but we're also getting the release of energy. And the release of energy right now, for me, because I'm recording, I already told you it's early in the morning, it is very cool outside, but the sun is still there. And you know, it's an amazing little thing you could say to a little kid on a totally cloudy day. You could say to the kids, is the sun out? And they're going, no. Well, yeah, it's still out. The clouds just happen to be between us and the sun. Something for little kids to ponder. Now, let's talk about the parts of the sun. And what I'm going to do is go from the outside to the inside. And the first word is corona. And right away when I think of corona, no, don't go to the refrigerator and open up a beer. The corona is the largest part of the sun's atmosphere. It extends millions of kilometers out in space, but it's only visible during eclipses. It's white in color, and it's a million times less bright than the inner layers of the sun, but it's many times larger. It has an average temperature of 2 million degrees F. Well, I don't really know that that is a great fact to have right there. So here we go. Let's go to the chromosphere. It's the layer above the photosphere. And I'll get the photosphere in a second. But chromo. Chromo means color. Color during eclipses. It glows red due to hydrogen gas emission. It's the red circle around the sun. So then we go to the photosphere. It's the lowest layer of the sun's atmosphere. And the word photo, if you're taking a photograph, photo means light. This is a light that is given off. So the light that we see is the light that comes from the photosphere. Now the core. The core has convection currents, and in a couple of my shows I've discussed convection currents. This is where heat is rising and cold is settling. And that is always a relative term because, hey, if we're talking about thousands and thousands of degrees, well, one part of it is going to be thousands hotter than another. So relatively speaking, one part is hotter than another. And the way I describe this so you'd have this picture in your mind, think about when you have a lava lamp, you know, the peace, love, and grooviness of a lava lamp, and you see something going up and something going down. If you were to take the temperature range in that lava lamp, it would be less than 1 degree from top to bottom. But that less than 1 degree means part of it's hotter, part of it's colder. So you see the, it's not real lava, obviously. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's paraffin. It's wax inside there. But you actually see something going up and something going down. So in the core, there are convection currents. So let's give you other fun sun facts. There are solar winds. No, not the winds outside. These are charged particles. They're electrons and protons that escape from the corona. Now, there are sunspots. No, not the sunspots on your arm, but they're found on the photosphere. Now, the great thing about sunspots, as astronomers have found out, because they're looking at these spots, and this proves that the sun rotates on their axis because they can see the sunspots actually moving. The sun does not rotate as a solid body. It makes sense because it's a gas. And it's funny that it rotates faster at the equator than it does at the poles. It will, one revolution, or I should say one rotation, of the sun, it takes 27 days at the equator. It takes 31 days at the poles. So the poles are always catching up. And sunspot maxima, a large sunspot, makes sense, maxima. It occurs about every 11 years. Now, there are solar flares. These are short in nature. It's gas near a sunspot, and these guys can be violent. You know, when I'm describing things to little kids, and I'm saying, because, again, because of video games, and I'm not a video game guy, and actually some of the violent games that are out there, which I'm not, but they all know what a flamethrower is. And I said, think about a solar flare like a flamethrower coming off the sun's surface. It goes out and then comes back. Now, there are prominences. I'm babbling here for a second. See, I'm a note taker. I'm looking down at my notes and trying to speak into a microphone at the same time. So it's a good thing I don't chew gum and ride my bike at the same time. Now, prominences. They're huge arching columns of gas, and they sometimes can last for weeks. Now, you probably have heard of the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you've never seen them, you have to go to northern latitudes to see them. When I was doing my wolf research, I was able to see the Northern Lights. It is a real spectacular, we'll just call it a light show. And you have a number of charged particles that are going into space from solar flares. They interact with the Earth's atmosphere. They clash, bang, and it's visible as green and red ripples in the sky. And I'm going to tell you that it is I use this word often, spectacular. It is a spectacular nighttime sight. I do remember wolf research, bunch of scientists. We'd get up, I'd go make a cup of tea and lemon. That's probably my favorite like nighttime hot drink. And I'd sit outside, and you just sit there and watch the light show. Pretty, and I'll use the word again because it is spectacular. Now, most stars are in a binary system. That means there are two stars, and believe it or not, they do revolve around each other. And we know that because they will eclipse each other. But our sun, called Bob, by me, of course, is a single star. So I guess he's going to the single bar scene, and that's what he's doing. No, I'm joking out there. But he happens to be a single star. And I'm going to let you know that, again, we got about 5 more billion years to go. So in 5 billion, I'll catch up with you. Sun will be coming, I believe, a red giant at that point in time, and we'll be having a great conversation at that point in time. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.